Blog Talk Radio.
Friday it is. Well, we cannot keep getting all worked up about how terrible the world is, Ran, including how we will perish as a society in America if we do not switch to renewable energy. I heard a lady speaking on Democracy Now! Yesterday. She said if by 2020 we haven't fully been switched over, pretty much, including households, that we would be perishing. kind of know what everyone else thinks about that. I don't know if we'd be perishing, she said, but she said that we would definitely be on a far more destructive route than we already are, relying on fossil fuels. Did you know that your museums and historical centers are funded in the oil industry, not renewable? That's weird. Museums and historical site, like, locations. I don't know. Is that universities, too? Funded in the oil industry. But it's a Good Friday, it is. Can't be getting all worked up about these things all the time. How is our judicial system? It's crooked as best, and good luck if you got in the system at any point in your life. And then my song. Where are our rights going? I guess out the door with Satan. Who is the real Satan? Are you going to stand up or are you going to hide? It was more like, will you stand up or are you going to hide? This is a time for the ones who are here to get back what is theirs, the people's rights. Who is this government for? People losing jobs by the million, while people starving in the war. Politics, society, a happy day, not so much serious talk today. The world is ran badly. Can we save America? Why are we lied to so much by media? Are we going to stand up with our voice? This is our country, not the government's. It's a pretty bold statement, huh? It's under entertainment, and I rated it PG-13 today. Does anyone want to call in? The call-in number is 657-383-1065. I'd put a 1 in front of that. 1-657-383-1065, and I will see if I can manage the switchboard. So hopefully maybe someone will call in today. Or I'm just standing in a null and void, dead amount of space. My ratings have been way down from when I was on the psychedelic psychotic trip last fall. Boy, people were eating that shit up. Couldn't believe it. But now that I'm calmer and stuff, my ratings are like way down. Well, I'm certainly glad I only have like 21 minutes left because I'm already going like silent. Hopefully I don't sound like I have sandpaper on my throat today like it was when I was reading my crying plea for America. I could read that again. It's about a 20-minute read. No, we'll just play Locked Up. This is about listening to media and following the rich trend of Hollywood and how we do it. And how we're like, they expect us to be photocopied like everybody else, and they want all of us the same. Yes. And if you don't believe that, then how many people are on a pill for their brain and are expected to be in like this certain level of feeling, which is zero to none? Scary. Here's Locked Up, one of my favorites.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from my loneliness. Up in a hole of nothingness.
I'm back, Fire Moss Spirit Warrior. Got 15 minutes, 19 seconds to the show left. Nobody called in. That was 657-383-1065. What are your thoughts on renewable energy? What are your thoughts on the judicial system in your country? What are your thoughts on spirituality? That if there's a bunch of evil going on, is there a father of all evil named Satan? Or is that a lie too, and people just do terrible things to people? Well, despite all that, because that's question marks, we say this is a time for the ones who are here to get back what is theirs, the people's rights, who is this government for, people losing jobs by the million while people starving in the war. Are we going to stand up with our voice? Are we going to save our country? This is our country, not the government's. Once again, you're going to call in 1-657-383-1065. No, I'm doing a show that goes into a dry abyss. Silence. Dry abyss of silence. God, desert day. staring out into the mirage of the desert, to only be blinded and disillusioned and tricked into thinking you see water. I'm speaking out into a dry abyss. I am nobody on this planet, fire moss spirit warrior, to some other goofball speaking out about what they feel. I'm going to end this show early today. Or do I play Jesus, Can You Find My Heart? It's a good little ditty. We did it for a church. And this is what we came up with. The song, actually, the melody or guitar is from our original song, Can You Find My Heart? It's a love song. And I expanded the verses, lyrics, and I made it into a lullaby to Jesus, Can You Find My Heart? I don't see anybody calling in. So proceed.
Jesus, can you find my heart? I'm not sure I just showed my heart.
I'm a spirit warrior tuning back in for 5 more minutes. No callers today. I'm speaking in a desert. I haven't had a whole lot to say today. Did about 14 minutes of music. With 5 minutes remaining. One would question why I even still care about what happens to my country or what happens around me after everything I've been through. The hospital's not taking care of me right. It's accelerating my mental illness. Steroid overdoses, incompatibility to 3 other medications. Plus a host of other ones. God knows what those did to my brain. What the judicial system has done. How they never protected my son or me. Out of all those years, I get one good lawyer at the end. And there's already a mess of a record. Why would I care anymore? Because this is my country, and I don't like how they're treating people. I don't like that there's underground cartels that are allowed to run rampant, and that it's a deal made between the government and the cartels to keep the crime and filth underground. It's heinous acts, heinous crimes, right under our feet. This is our country, not the government and the cartels, to breed missing children and missing women. Why aren't we in renewable energy yet? We've known about it for 30 years almost, or more. We have no excuse for where we are as a society, relying on oil and destroying the earth at a rapid rate. I'm going to end the show here today. I said I wasn't going to talk serious, but we're in serious times. It's hard sometimes to just be glad that it's a good Friday. I'm breathing. I feel rather decent. And I'm alive. We have food, thank God. We have a roof over our head. I am grateful for all of those things. I pray for those that don't have those things, that they find shelter and they find food, and that they find a rekindled belief in some kind of God that does care. Because I don't know how you could believe in a God if you have no food and you're hungry. I hope everyone has a good Friday, a great Friday. And I don't mean the Good Friday before Easter, just that it's a good Friday it is. And that we just think about things sometimes. Maybe that's the only reason I do these talk shows, is because maybe not enough people think about it. And I'm just one of those itty-bitty voices that reach out to a couple of people. Blessings to all. This is Fire Moth Spirit Warrior signing off. If you ever have anything that you want to express to me, email me at hello7twice@outlook.com. Hello7twice@outlook.com is my email. If you have any questions or concerns or anything that you would like to express to me, everyone have a great day. Blessings.